In this audio, we learn about product lifecycle research. Marketing research not only plays a significant role in collecting and analyzing information pertaining to the new product introduction, but also it helps to a great extent in efficient handling of the existing products by investigating into the various product lifecycle stages. There are four distinct stages of the product lifecycle. The first stage is introduction stage. During the introduction stage, the information on product acceptance, product image, and distribution system are needed. The expenditure on promotion is required to be more during this stage. Prices can be fixed in such a manner that other expenses get compensated. Profits are low at this stage. How to make introductory stage more result-yielding? Some research is needed to be carried out, and information thus obtained is to be evaluated to get proper answer for this question. The second stage is growth stage. During the growth stage, the product starts yielding very good profits, but there is a threat from the competitors who try to enter the market and snatch the market share. To keep an eye on the competitor strategies during the growth stage, a research effort is needed to be made to gather information on the competitor's product attribute, market share, price structure, discounts and allowances in pricing policies, distribution policies, promotional programs, etc. The emphasis of the company is again on increasing the product acceptance, product image, and the market share of the product. This is carried out by improving the product quality and adding new features in the product, searching vigorously for the new market segments, opening new distribution channels for providing more exposure to the product, shifting from informative advertising to persuasive advertising, and lowering prices at the right time to attract the new price-sensitive layers of the customers. So the vicarious research efforts is urgently needed to meet various information requirements. The third stage is maturity stage. During the maturity stage, the product sale reaches the highest point, but the profits start declining slowly thereafter. At this stage, the number of competitors increases further and they become very tactical. More and more research is needed to visualize and counter their activities. The maturity stage may exhibit three phases wise growth maturity, where sales grow slowly. Stable or saturation maturity, where sales maintain a constant level, and decay maturity, where the sales start declining. Competitors get engaged in markdown and off-list pricing. Then the fourth stage is decline stage. Decline stage exhibits a sharp decline in sales of the product. The firm has to decide whether to drop the product or continue with it. The marketing researcher again has to gather a lot of information. These informations may on identifying the weak products. After identifying the weak products, the researchers makes available the information whether the continuation strategy or concentration strategy or milking strategy will be useful for the firm with regard to the product. It all depends upon the competitor's move. So the information on their strategies pertaining to the product in question are needed to be collected, analyzed, and also interpreted. At the end, the product may be modified so that the new recycle may be begin. Otherwise, the product may be dropped or abandoned.